There was a power to music in the way that it can deeply impact both the lives of those who listen, as well as the musicians who create it. For pianist and filmmaker James Carson, a lifetime surrounded by music was the guiding force to forming a new style of playing the piano. FilmStreams presents a screening of Carson's feature documentary film, Cabin Music.
The whole world is in that cabin, and then the whole cabin is in the music.
Identified as a child prodigy, Carson grew up musically gifted. His talent led him to composing before age 10. By 15, Carson's work was being performed professionally by the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. It was during his time at the New England Conservatory that Carson's desire to both rework his understanding of musical possibilities and perform music in a new way began to emerge.
But at the time, it was very, very vague. It was a very vague sense of how causation and phenomena were working and how thoughts were interrupting that process. And being the, you know, young musical composer person, I was confronted with the fact that I thought it would be impossible to write that music for an orchestra in such a way that an orchestral composition could organize all of those musicians to achieve that sound.
During this time, Carson was working as a musical engraver, preparing orchestral scores. He transferred from the conservatory's composition department to the then-named Contemporary Improvisation Department, known today as Contemporary Musical Arts. The new department allowed him to focus on the piano and develop the sound he wanted to hear.
After that, I said, how do I even start? I'm gonna have to have my body doing things that no pianist has really done before. I'm gonna have to have all these techniques. I don't even know how to start this process. So I said, what would be the ideal circumstances within which to achieve this? And I had seen my teacher Joe Manieri's studio. I saw Cecil Taylor practicing. I was studying with the poet Robert Creeley. I was studying with all these people. And it sort of clicked to me. I said, a cabin would be the ideal environment.
After leaving the New England Conservatory, Carson decided to travel to see the world and the ways in which other people lived. With nothing but a backpack for his belongings, Carson booked a flight to Spain. For 2 years, he spent time visiting various countries and finding inspiration for the cabin he planned to build once he got home.
I lived with hermits in the mountains in France and people with no electricity and candles, and I saw all these different yurts in Mongolia. You know, I saw all of these different templates and all those influences came into the cabin as well.
After returning to Canada, Carson began planning for the cabin he would build in northern Alberta. After 5 years of building, Carson was able to move the piano into the cabin. Although a simple building, the clay walls of the cabin produced a clear sound when playing. Years after the idea originally struck him, Carson began to create a new style of music, fueled by the forces within his space, leading to a unique performance each time he plays.
Once we had the cabin and the music, then there was this question of how do you get that to the world? And it's like I had to figure out a way to get the world to catch up to where the cabin was and also build a bridge from the cabin to the world.
After initially renting a camera in 2009, Carson began work on producing and directing a film about the cabin and his music. After 12 years of development, Carson debuted Cabin Music in 2022. FilmStreams will be welcoming Carson to Omaha for the screening of Cabin Music alongside a performance and a Q&A session at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater April 22nd. For more information about Carson's film and musical endeavors, visit cabinmusic.earth. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.